In the evening edition, Prime Minister Morsley announces a $200 million Scotland District Road Repair Program. The QEH refutes allegations in a viral voice note. A grieving stepfather appeals for the hot pot to be barricaded to prevent further loss of life. A Christchurch couple gets bail on charges of resisting a quarantine order. And pressure mounts on the Indian government to implement a national lockdown. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up.
The evening edition brought to you with the best wishes of Courtesy Garage, providers of legendary services and home of Hyundai vehicles.
The ability to adapt to many different functions or activities. That's the definition of versatility. It's also the definition of the intelligently designed, smart and sophisticated Nissan Qashqai, available now at Courtesy Garage Limited. Enjoy the power and responsiveness that comes with its 2-litre engine, the safety and security provided by electronic brake distribution, traction control system, and hill start assist, along with the comfort and superior ride quality made possible by precision handling, selectable drive modes, and cruise control. The Nissan Qashqai gives you and your family everything you need and more, all neatly packaged in this stylish and stunning urban crossover. Ready to get behind the wheel? Give us a call at 431-4100 for more information and to book your test drive today. Courtesy Garage. Legendary service. Legendary performance.
A $200 million Scotland District Road Repair Programme is to commence. This was disclosed by Prime Minister Mia Amor-Mortley speaking this morning at a ceremony to mark the reopening of the renovated St. Joseph Outpatients Clinic.
We intend to undertake over $215 million in roads over the next few years, ensuring that the erosion and the slippage that has taken place in the Scotland District can be stabilized, and that we do not need to feel that we are in a competition with Disneyland if you're driving from Andromeda to Bath.
Ms. Mortley says the renovated clinic forms part of government's determination to improve services, facilities and infrastructure in rural Barbados as a policy of decentralization.
And if we are serious about rural development, then we must be serious about livelihoods for rural people, and making sure that people don't need to move out of the country, as has been happening in Barbados for the last few decades, in order to be able to get benefits such as housing, such as medical care, such as garbage collection, such as all of the other basic services that we feel proud to give the rest of this country. Well, we are here to remind you that we want you to stay where you are best and most comfortable, because this country is not about a heavily urbanized environment.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Mortley. Management of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital are strongly refuting allegations made in a viral WhatsApp voice note that has been making the rounds about the case of a wheezing 2-year-old that was taken to the QEH Asthma Bay last Thursday. It relates to the mother's opposition to attempts to conduct a COVID-19 PCR test, and the person speaking in the voice note accuses hospital officials of using bullying tactics.
If she does not take the PCR, they will move her, because right now she's in Enmore. They moved her from the hospital and carried her across by Enmore in an isolation unit. They told her they're going to take her from there and carry her to her at some point for 12 days if she does not take the PCR test, and that they will test everybody that works with her, every work colleague that works with her, if she does not take the PCR test.
But Director of Medical Services at the QEH, Dr. Clyde Cave, tells Starcom Network News that if there is suspicion that a case might be COVID-related, it is mandatory that a test be conducted due to the potential risks to the public.
You know, we are at a difficult time because we have to balance personal choice with public good if you make a choice that could perhaps jeopardize the health of others. There are public health regulations, as clearly laid out by the chief medical officer, to prevent that kind of thing. The worst thing would be for us to have someone spreading virus within our community, especially if there were signs that indicated we could have done something to prevent it.
Dr. Cave also explained the insistence on the nasal swab.
There are other tests which can be done, but those are screening tests and not as reliable as the PCR test as done with a nasal swab at Vesta Santos. So those other tests, some require oral swabs, but if we had gotten back a result from that, it would not have been specific.
Director of Medical Services at the QEH, Dr. Clyde Cave. Queen's Counsel Michael Lashley plans to fight the charges brought against Fabian and Vanessa John of Kingsland Heights Christchurch, who appeared in court this morning, accused of resisting an order to go into quarantine after a COVID cluster was discovered at the St. Peter Church they attend. More from our Tanisha Rockyall.
The two accused, Fabian John and his wife Vanessa John, appeared before Magistrate Elwood Watts around 10 a.m. at the St. Matthias District C Magistrate's Court. The couple, who are represented by Queen's Counsel Michael Ashley, are charged with refusing to carry out a lawful order imposed by the Chief Medical Officer. The couple, who are members of the World Harvest Ministries International, the church linked to more than 20 COVID-19 cases, had a five-hour standoff with health officials, the police, and personnel from the Barbados Defense Force on April 26. However, when they appeared before Magistrate Elwood Watts, both Mr. and Mrs. John pleaded not guilty to the offense. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Queen's Counsel Michael Ashley explained why he believes the case should be dismissed.
My position on this matter is that the charge cannot stand, and that the legislation under which the prosecution is basing the case on that is the Quarantine Act. It's not the correct legislation, and we are asking that the charges be dismissed against our clients. We think we have a very good case, and indeed based on our instructions too, we have to look at bringing a cross charge against those police officers who visited the house, and from our instructions, our clients' rights were infringed.
Magistrate Elwood Watts granted the couple $1,000 bail each and ordered them to return to court on May 31st when the magistrate would hear submissions on whether it is a viable charge. Tony Shirokio, Starcom Network News.
The latest batch of 662 COVID-19 tests conducted yesterday have produced four new positives. Barbados has now recorded 3,946 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 45 deaths since March last year. A distraught stepfather has made an emotional plea for something to be done to help prevent further loss of life at the area known as the Hot Pot at Brighton St. Michael. Sinclair King was speaking to Starcom Network News shortly after the body of 21-year-old Javon Moise washed ashore this morning near the area where he disappeared yesterday. The young automotive mechanic of Dash Valley, St. George, had been swimming with friends at Brighton Beach near the Hot Pot around 4:15 p.m. when he got into difficulties and disappeared underwater despite the efforts of a friend to save him. A search conducted yesterday by the police marine unit, the Coast Guard, and other sea bathers was discontinued around 6:40 p.m. due to poor lighting. Javon's stepfather said the deceased was an exemplary son and a great young man.
We ain't doing too good right now. We disturbed. You know what I'm saying? It's a tragic happen. A day like that, everybody should be celebrating. Just unfortunate that you lost today, so a young boy. Bob is doing the best sense he can ever go. I tell you, where's he from? Small. I plan to Barbados government to do something to stop people from swimming around that area. Too much loss of lives over the years, right? Now it's time to take a stand. Let me be the last body to grieve over a loss of life. Through something like that, right? But I would like people to hear me and just say we won't let the boss to go through that here. So let the government take a stand and go put some kind of perimeter somewhere up there to stop people from swimming around. I won't like to hear that tomorrow here, so I've lost life. That might plead to people.
And finally, the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is under increasing pressure to impose a national lockdown as the country grapples with the world's worst COVID-19 outbreak. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and the top White House coronavirus advisor, says he believes India should lock down immediately.
And there's the problem looking forward of how you're going to shut this down, how you're going to turn it around, how you're going to break the chain of transmission. Vaccines is one of them, but there are other ways too, like shutting down the government. I have advised them that you really need to do that. You've got to shut down. I believe several of the Indian states have already done that, but you need to break the chain of transmission. And one of the ways to do that is to shut down.
Our top stories, Prime Minister Morley announces a $200 million Scotland District Road Repair Program. The QEH refutes allegations in a viral voice note. A grieving stepfather appeals for the hot pot to be barricaded to prevent further loss of life. And a Christchurch couple gets bail on charges of resisting a quarantine order. In the evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The evening edition brought to you in association with Courtesy Garage, providers of legendary services and home of Hyundai vehicles. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.